Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
People are using their personal cars to drop off their loved ones who were hit by gunfire or wounded by shrapnel. There are drones buzzing overhead, attack copters in the sky, and explosions every few seconds. A war has erupted in Israel and Gaza.
That's Trey Yanks. He was on Fox, you know, recounting it was 2 years ago today, October 7th in Israel. And, you know, I think many people have not forgotten how horrific that day was. But sometimes, boy, you need to be reminded because it was awful. Almost 1,200 people killed. Ilya Shapiro is back with us this afternoon. He's a senior fellow and director of constitutional studies at the Manhattan Institute. Obviously, a day that needs to be remembered. And here we are two years later, still with no solution. How are you this afternoon, Ilya?
I'm all right. I'm in New York City in Washington Square by NYU, where I spoke at lunch, which ended up being a sort of commemoration of October 7th, as well as free speech. They sort of made it a bigger deal than it was supposed to be, kicked us off campus, then got bad media attention and brought us back on campus. But no protesters to be seen. Originally, NYU administration had told the law students who invited me that they have security concerns about my event, but no protesters, no Hamasniks. They must be all uptown in Columbia.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, because you basically were told that you weren't going to be able to come, and then they flipped it around, right?
Yeah. They became a big headache for them, and that's the way you deal with these. I don't think it was malice or anti-Semitism. I think they were just giving in to the heckler's veto because they got ideological blind spots, and the only way you get these bureaucrats to change is by changing the incentives they face, and the bad PR really did it.
What was your message today on October 7th to that group?
Anti-Semitism is always the canary in the coal mine, the tip of the iceberg. Wherever it's erupted historically, that's a sign that there are bad things, pathologies going on underneath in the political culture. And in the context of higher education, that's everything from cancel culture to indoctrination, intellectual corruption to moral decay.
You know, I know that you're friends with Josh Hammer. Josh is a regular contributor to this show as well. And he always puts the segments on his X page. I am shocked, and maybe I shouldn't be at this. I am shocked at the level of response in anti-Semitism when he puts a post up there. And I guess guys like Josh have to get used to it. But it's just, to me, it's eye-opening in a terrible way because the vile comments that come from people who are just, they're not even listening to the segment. They're just targeting him because he's Jewish.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I have my settings such that I don't see that. I don't see replies from people who don't follow me or who like whatever. But yeah, you sort of got to tune that out. I've got about 75,000 followers. Josh has a bit more than me, I think. But it's the thing about Twitter X is that 2% of the users generate something like 90% of the content.
Yeah.
So it's not reality. Whether you're talking about bigotry or whether you're talking about extreme political views or what have you, it's a useful tool if you're in the public affairs business, but it's not reality.
No, that's a good point. Good to be reminded of that every once in a while. Ilya Shapiro back with us this afternoon. Before I get to the new term for the court, your thoughts on what Trump's doing with, sending the National Guard into some of the urban trouble spots. Even St. Louis, Ilya, has been mentioned because we have our fair share here. But obviously, Brandon Johnson calls it an invasion. J.B. Pritzker, I think it's a little bit more of an invasion when 12 million people cross your border, when Joe Biden was president. But they're calling this an invasion. But what are the legalities, in your opinion, on the constitutionality of some of this?
Well, troops have been, National Guard have been federalized and sent to places to enforce civil rights, whether during the desegregation era or during the L.A. riots in the 90s. It happens. Crossing borders is typically more rare. Now, there is precedent for it. There are statutory rules, and that's all being fought over in the courts right now. Is there really an emergency? Are the police really overwhelmed? Why is the governor not requesting the assistance? These are somewhat novel things.
Well, let's talk about the new session and this. I think they even had arguments today on this conversion therapy issue from
yep.
Colorado. What can you tell us about that, and how did those arguments go?
Yeah, I had filed a brief in this case representing the interests of Jewish and Muslim therapists. This is sort of the inverse of last term's big case, Scrimeti, where the court okayed Tennessee's ban on medical and surgical treatment for gender dysphoria for minors. Here, Colorado and a number of states ban talk therapy for gender dysphoria, but not in general, only if you're going to do something other than affirm the transition. So if the therapist wants to talk through these issues and see whether they're real or whether this kid is just confused
mm-hmm.
or wants to be made to feel more comfortable with his or her biological sex, that's prohibited. So I think the court's ultimately going to come down simply on viewpoint discrimination. What do you mean? You can talk from one perspective but not another? It seems like low hanging fruit.
So, but wait, because I'm a little confused on that. So is the conventional wisdom now that they would strike down this law, because they're kind of focusing on the arguments that took place today? They're kind of seeing this as more of a free speech case as opposed to a regulation of how healthcare professionals are doing their jobs.
That's right. Or as the issue was with Scrimeti, equal protection or due process, those kinds of civil rights claims. This is a free speech case. And the question is, doctors can and are and can be regulated. And if a doctor, says to you, oh, you have high cholesterol, you should, eat more steaks and pancakes, that can be malpractice, even though he's speaking to you. So there is regulation of what's called speech that's incidental to conduct. So is this that, or is this simply an improper regulation of professional speech?
What are you looking at now here in the next coming weeks for this court and some of the cases that are most interesting?
Next week, there's going to be argument in a Louisiana districting case where the court couldn't decide it last term, so they added a new question to be briefed as to whether using race in districting altogether is unconstitutional, violates either equal protection under the 14th Amendment or the racial anti-discrimination and voting guarantees of the 15th Amendment, because what the courts have been doing for decades now is kind of using a Goldilocks theory. You have to use race a little bit so that racial minorities can, quote, elect candidates of their choice. But if you use it too much, then that's discriminatory and that's unconstitutional. And it's proven to be pretty unworkable. And as this case illustrates, Louisiana first drew congressional districts where one of the six were majority black. Then it was sued. The court said, no, you got to do two. So it drew another thing that had two of the six being majority black. Then they got sued by other voters. So they're saying we can't win. And I think the Supreme Court is, as it did a few years ago with partisan gerrymandering claims, I think it's going to wash its hands of these racial gerrymandering claims.
Well, I'm glad everything went well for you at NYU and you got that event behind you today. Thank you so much for jumping on here with me this afternoon. Ilya, have a great week.
All right. Take care, Mark.
Very appreciate it. I want to get to a little bit of audio. I'm going to go back to the invasion topic that I was talking about, because Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker in particular are saying such stupid things. And Stephen Miller was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and really, he's always a wordsmith, as I say, and was really good on that. Also, and I think this is an extremely undercovered story. In fact, so much that I didn't even know about it, but we may have avoided a really, really big case of domestic terrorism in Washington, D.C. over the weekend at a mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral. And some of the details of this are shocking. I'll get to them next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.